We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. We come your way every Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. We're looking back now at Thursday's win over the Dallas Cowboys, one that gives the Eagles sole possession of first place in the NFC East. Your thoughts first on the offensive side of the ball. The Eagles came out smoking, playing as fast as they have all season.
Yeah, and I thought Mark Sanchez did a great job running this offense as quickly and efficiently as we have seen this season. He was great, but for me, the biggest takeaway was the performance of that Eagles running game with LeSean McCoy. He, you know, coming into this game said, oh, I might have to give the title belt to DeMarco Murray this week. He was sort of playing under the radar, but boy, did he have a great game on Thanksgiving, rushing for over 150 yards. This offensive line looks like it's coming together as well.
Yeah, with Andrew Gardner at the right guard position. So the Eagles really put it together early. Still struggling, though, in the red zone, 1 of 5.
Yep.
And we'll take a look at that as we talk about it a little bit later in the show. But defensively, it was all Philadelphia domination, front seven, and on the backside just shut down the Dallas Cowboys.
And the story all week was what's going to happen with the Cowboys' offensive line against the Eagles' great defensive line, and the Eagles dominated that portion of the game. Fletcher Cox was outstanding, sort of announced himself as a presence, as a big-time player to a national audience. Very exciting to see for this young defensive line.
So round one goes to the Eagles, 33-10 over the Dallas Cowboys, of course. The Cowboys in town in 13 days for the second game. Should be much, much tougher. That Cowboys team will be rested after Thursday's game against the Chicago Bears. We take a look now at our All-22. It was outside the red zone. It was Mark Sanchez. It was Jordan Matthews. Here's Greg Cosell breaking down a beautiful touchdown play.
This touchdown to Jordan Matthews of 27 yards was a great concept play. It's a concept we've seen a number of times this season from Chip Kelly, and it's really effective because it starts with a Chip Kelly staple, which is stretching the perimeter. And you can see right here, you're going to see the fake in the backfield on the sweep action to the right, the fake to LeSean McCoy. Let's lose that. Now, the second part of this and the main part of this is now you're going to get Matthews right here. He's going to work across the field away from the sweep action. So you're going to get the defense flowing toward McCoy right here and Matthews working across the field. Now they get the perfect defense for this. It ends up being a zone concept, cover three. So if we freeze it for 1 second, you're going to see a single high safety right here, ending up in a trail position versus Matthews. And the key part of this is the backside corner, Sterling Moore. He locks up on Riley Cooper, and you can do that in cover three, particularly on the backside. This is technically a zone concept, but Moore locks up man-to-man here on Cooper, and his back is turned to Matthews. So you get Matthews working across the field. There's a lot of open space right here, and Mark Sanchez has been very, very good throwing the ball off design boot action, especially to his left. Let's play this out. You'll see the really well-designed play, a beautiful throw, open space, a touchdown to Jordan Matthews. We've seen this play before, very similar to the touchdown against Carolina, beautifully designed.
We have talked about it all season, the Eagles' inconsistency inside opponents' 20-yard line. The Eagles have moved the football up and down the field. They've scored a bunch of points. They've been explosive, and now they're running the football very well. However, in Dallas, just 1 of 5 inside the Cowboys' 20-yard line. Cody Parkey was terrific, but what do the Eagles do better? What do they need to do better inside the red zone? I say they've got to run the football more effectively, be more physical, set themselves up inside the red zone. Bo Wolf, we talk about it here. Inside that red zone area, what are the answers?
And it is a little bit disheartening because coming into this game, we knew that the Eagles weren't great in the red zone offensively this season, but Dallas was 31st in the league in red zone defense. So to still not be able to punch in those touchdowns is something the Eagles will certainly be worrying about this season, or not this week, but not worrying about, but trying to work on. I think you're right that they can run the ball a little bit better. And in terms of throwing the ball, jump balls to Riley Cooper, I think I'd rather see Zach Ertz get those plays, but Chip Kelly's going to work on all these answers, yeah, and see what he can find.
And the coaches work this weekend. The players come back to NovaCare on Tuesday. So certainly something to work on. And against the Seattle Seahawks, you want to maximize every scoring opportunity that you have.